from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly series exploring Northern California's science and environment. In the final days of the holiday season, when shoppers were crowding malls and searching the internet for sales, Kevin McGarrigan was also looking for a last-minute find.
Oh, there it is. All teed up for us. Peregrine.
Bundled up in a heavy brown parka and a red and gold wool hat, McGarrigan has just spotted a falcon on a wire.
Right, really low, just in the red area.
The San Francisco audio engineer rose early to spend a cold December Sunday taking part in the annual Audubon Christmas bird count. During the last 2 weeks of every year, rain or shine, volunteers looking for birds spread out over 22,000 locations, including such countries as Peru, Guam, Haiti, the U.S., and Canada. The tradition has been taking place since 1900, when birders proposed a kinder alternative to an annual bird hunt, a bird survey that scientists now rely on to determine how bird populations are changing. This year, as part of Oakland's 71st count, group leader McGarrigan and seven volunteers are surveying an urbanized swath of shore along I-80 from Emeryville to Albany.
We got to cover everything, good and bad. We'll spend a lot of time in parking lots and roadways.
A 10 a.m. check-in confirms the group already has spotted more than 30 species.
Six ruddy ducks.
Oh, good.
Six mallards. One great egret.
McGarrigan takes the numbers down on a new iPhone app, the first time he's not using a pen and paper checklist. Now, you might wonder, as I did, how one actually counts birds. I mean, it's not like they are exactly cooperative.
For certain things like eagles, falcons, and stuff like that, you often take note of the time and the direction that they're headed. You have to assume that we're also missing a huge number of birds, so I think it sort of averages itself out nicely.
McGarrigan explains that when it comes to large flocks, like these blackbirds on a wire next to Golden Gate Field's racetrack, it's best to count in groups of 10 rather than individuals. Part of his count area includes the horse track, and his group is given access each year prior to race time. As jockeys put their horses through early morning runs, these bird watchers gather at the top of the bleachers, oblivious to the racehorses below. Peering through scopes and binoculars, all eyes are trained on the edge of one of two ponds in the middle of the track.
It has little stripes on its head. Oh, I have a good view.
A small brown marsh bird known as a Wilson snipe has been spotted.
There's a little hollow, a little hole in the ground.
Wow, I can see the beak now. Cool.
You may have noticed birders get really excited over things that non-birders would not even notice. But these folks are definitely not alone. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service estimates there are about 48 million birders in the U.S. That's more than twice as large as the television audience for the World Series. These hobbyists obsess over birds the way some fans obsess about sports.
Because it's a kind of madness.
80-year-old Phyla Rogers has been birding since she was 8.
You know, I took time off to have children and have love affairs and, you know, I mean, but the birding was always there. You know, it was always just ready to bubble up through everything else.
Rogers has served her time slogging through rain and chilly temperatures to complete the Christmas count. Now, she participates as one of a few feeder watchers who observe birds, in her case, from her living room through a window onto her back deck, high in the Berkeley Hills.
That's probably our commonest bird, California towhee. See it, the big guy? He's really just a big sparrow.
You would think Rogers has seen it all, but this year offered something really exciting.
The first time in almost 60 years of watching birds at these feeders on this hill, I see a white-throated sparrow. This is so big. So I actually took pictures. For me, it was really exciting because it's count day.
Rogers could hardly wait to share her find at the area count compilation dinner. About 100 birders gathered in the community hall of a church in North Berkeley. Tired and hungry from a long day in the field, the volunteers turned in their checklists and warmed up on hot chocolate. Although these birders skewed older, there were a few counters under 12, one already asleep on his dad's lap. I caught up with two members of my group from earlier, Kevin McGarrigan and Alan Krakauer, both excited over the high species count for the day, 110 total.
I am very happy. That is an excellent day.
For me, wild turkey was a big surprise to see so far down
into the flats in the urban area.
I thought that the white-throated swift I was really surprised by, and pygmy nuthatch as well.
Wood duck. Gadwall.
American Bob region. Lewis, who got up at 2:30 in the morning to count owls, quickly runs through a checklist.
Ringneck duck.
While some species like peregrine Ringer's falcons spot. Have been growing in number, the bird count also has shown some troubling trends. Audubon has documented a 40% drop in migratory birds over the past four decades. Some common bird numbers have dropped by half. And there has been a move by some species north, which could be an indicator of climate change. With the data, Audubon tries to take steps to mitigate some of the changes. For KQED News, I'm Andrea Kissick.
Major funding for Quest is provided by the National Science Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with additional support from the Richard and Rhoda Goldman Fund.